A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them, and they were washing their nets. Jesus got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For Simon Peter and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. If you're like me, for the past few weeks, we've been stunned and saddened by the images coming to us from Haiti. Many images are so tragic, but there are a few that have been of surprising hope. Some of the most astounding images are people rescued days after the earthquake. Do you remember seeing these? People literally being pulled out alive from the cement clutches of the rubble that had confined them for so many days. These people were thought surely to have perished, and yet they were fished out of the ruin and rubble to life. A life with many difficulties ahead, certainly, but given another chance at life. Like Lazarus of old, they came forth from the tomb of debris that had held them fast. But one of the images that just sticks with me, keeps playing over and over and over again in my mind, is one from the very first day, right after the earthquake hit. Among all the death and destruction, there was an impromptu prayer service, and a woman raising her hands in prayer, singing to God. Amazing. Did you see that scene? Did you see it? My goodness, what faith, in spite of everything. This woman in this poor, devastated country was able to give glory and love and honor to God. Wow, what deep, deep faith. Truthfully, I don't know if I would have had the same reaction on the first day, right away. And yet that image is one that responds so well to the gospel we hear today. That woman in Haiti was able to move from the immediate concerns to a deeper reality. While not denying the travesty around her, she still had a deep sense of being God's child, God's beloved. Her example really is an inspiration to all of us. All of today's readings center on three human beings experiencing the divine in powerful, life-changing events, being blessed beyond any conceivable notion, and then being called to make major contributions to the reign of God. The conversion stories of three of the most pivotal religious figures of all time, Isaiah, Paul, and Peter, are highlighted today. Isaiah became a major prophet whose writings continue to inspire Jewish and Christian congregations many times a year. Paul became Christianity's most quoted preacher evangelist, and Peter served the budding Christian movement as its first world organizational leader. Today we hear of three encounters with the divine. All three of our readings begin with grace, receiving free goodness that one doesn't deserve. Grace, the reception of this magnificent gift, moves the person to awe, a sense of wonder, and a venerating fear and respect. Today's readings don't end with awe, but they end with being called. Paul's encounter with the risen Christ results in his evangelization of many new Christian communities. Paul was on a mission to spread the message of Christ to the entire world. The fishermen leave their business and their world behind to follow Christ and to learn what it would mean to be fishers of people. The Greek used, which translates to us as fishers of people, literally means to capture people alive. Disciples of Christ were and are called to free people from the ocean of sinfulness and of lives without meaning, to be rescued into the nets of new life with deep meaning. Think back on the early images of Haiti after the earthquake. So many people being fished out or captured alive out of the clutches of the concrete rubble around them. So too are the followers of Christ called to rescue those around us from the clutches that seek to drown and overpower us. This isn't just for those whom we think are called or who have leadership positions in the church or in our community. This call to fish or rescue people is for all of us. All of us. God calls us all, whether or not we feel qualified. Let God worry about that. God's power and grace and love, that will qualify those whom God calls. We know we have been called. I think sometimes that we hear this gospel story so often that we become a little blasé. Yes, we've been called. Most of us probably think we've responded, right? So are the readings just to remind us about our call? A reminder is good, but I think today's readings, especially the gospel, calls us out of the shallows into the deep. Out of the shallows into the deep. So often our fast-paced lives allow us to present canned programs, quick fixes, and sometimes uncontemplated words from the preacher. Too many of our churchly efforts are shallow, lackluster, and, dare I say, half-hearted, while our society suffers from a real crisis of meaning. The words of Christ speak across the centuries, calling us to discipleship and calling us to depth. With the crisis in Haiti, we've seen so many, both leaders and regular folk, taking extraordinary means to help. Here is an example of the world responding deeply. It is this depth of caring and concern that we as disciples of Christ are called to daily. Daily, not only when there is an extreme crisis. We're called to live this call into the deep, both as individuals and as a community. So what might our invitation to launch into the deep sound like in our church context? What must our church, as an institution, as a parish, as Dominican communities, and as individuals, what must be discarded like torn and tattered nets in order to move from a shallow, superficial sense of being called into the deeper discipleship of devotion, where we can better reflect the people, the parish, the community, the church that Jesus calls us to be? It's not an easy question, nor is the response without difficulty or pain. In the gospel, Jesus tells the weary fishermen to put their nets out again in deeper water. And the results are astounding. Not just the fish being caught, but the response of the fishermen. They leave their fishing nets behind and follow Jesus. They take the risk and move from the shallows into the deep, moving from a shallow acknowledgement of Jesus into a deeper sense of discipleship and probably self-discovery. So what is it that we, as individuals, as Dominican communities, need to leave behind to launch ourselves into the deep waters of discipleship? We have been called, my brothers and sisters, and we are still being called today. We're being beckoned by Jesus to come into the deep with me. Will we take the risk? There's really only one acceptable answer, isn't there?